We are here 24 hours with a message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Inspiration on Good News Time, 657 AM.
Yeah, 23 minutes to 9 o'clock and taking you to the farm, Shalom, great town, KwaZulu Natal. Now, I didn't speak to him beforehand. He's a man traveling all over the world, a man passionate for the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's find out. Is he on the farm? Where is he this morning? Uncle Angus, good morning to you and welcome.
He's safely back on the farm, but he's actually flying at about 30,000 feet above sea level.
I was wondering whether you'd come down from that high yet. How morning, amazing was Speak morning, Jesus.
Good morning, Saya. Are you well?
What can I say? Listen, I need to get into it. I've got something to share with you.
Yes, sir.
I want to redeem the time here, Vaynard. Now, Vaynard, on this farm, we say, and you can quote me, one genuine miracle equals 1,000 sermons.
Mm.
Correct?
Amen.
Amen. She didn't say an amen because she was there. I want to tell you, Speak Jesus, Vaynard, you've been with me on most of my events.
Yes, sir.
But very rarely have I seen the Holy Spirit make himself known as last Saturday at Speak Jesus. I don't know if you noticed there, but the the crowd was so attentive. And when I made an altar call to get up and confess Jesus Christ publicly, it was like a regiment that stood to their feet. I was amazed. I was blown away.
They were so serious.
Janine?
They were so serious about it.
Very serious. There was no movement. You know, often there's movement in these big meetings, Vaynard. You know, people are coming and going. No one moved. And I was on purpose very long because people had come a long way and they wanted to hear. And then we saw the deliverances. Manifestation of spirits being cast out without anybody touching them. It was incredible, man. And healing. Like that guy got out the wheelchair, Janine, just started walking to the front.
Yeah.
But I want to share with you about a special miracle. Now, you know, Vaynard, we know about the parting of the Red Sea.
Yes, sir.
We know about feeding 5,000 men, okay, with two fishes and five barley loaves. We've actually experienced that, Vaynard, in Mighty Men.
Yes, we have.
But I want to tell you about a miracle. It's probably gone viral, but maybe the people need to hear it verbally. Now, the Oxford Dictionary says, a miracle is an extraordinary and welcome event that is not explicable, cannot be explained, by natural or scientific laws. It is attributed to a divine agency, a remarkable and very welcome occurrence. That's what a miracle is, according to the secular Oxford Dictionary. Okay? So this is what happened. Man, it blows me away, man. I want to start crying when I tell you this story. I've seen lots of miracles in my life. I've seen the weather changing. I've seen all kinds of things. But listen to this, Vaynard. And I wasn't even there. I wasn't there, Janine. There, at the end of the meeting, the people were going back to their cars. There was an usher that was trying to direct the traffic, the people, back to their motor cars. A man came and tapped him on the shoulder. He turned around. He said, I have found a bunch of keys, Mercedes-Benz keys, on the ground. Somebody's dropped them. So the usher said, thank you very much. He put them in his pocket, and he said, I will announce it. But he forgot to announce it to the crowd. He got so tied up trying to show people the way out. 40 minutes later, another man came and tapped him on the shoulder and said to him, I've lost my keys for my Mercedes car. Have you got them? And he checked him out to make sure he was legitimate. He told him what color the keys were, what it looked like, and then he gave him the keys. This man was ecstatic. He said, listen now, Vaynard. He said, I gave my life to Jesus an hour ago.
Wow.
As I walked out the meeting, going home, I lost my keys. He's probably so excited. He couldn't find them anywhere. Now, there's thousands of people, walking all over the place. Listen to this, Vaynard. He said, Lord, if you are God, makes me want to cry. The first man that I walked to and touched and ask must have my keys.
Oh, my word.
He walked up into the crowd. I've got the testimony. I can send it to you. And he touched this guy on the shoulder, and he gave him his keys. That man will never, ever, ever, ever doubt the reality of Jesus Christ. And I'm saying this message today because there might be, Vaynard, Janine, somebody who's just a bit of a skeptic. Maybe somebody says, Lord, you know, you're not coming through for me. Lord, nothing's ever going to come right in this country. You need to wake up and you need to repent and you need to say, I'm sorry, Lord. Because I want to tell you, Jesus is more real to me, Vaynard, than you on the other side of this phone at the moment.
Uncle Angus, we're blown away. We speak about it on this radio station, but it's at events like this where we physically see the hand of God working amongst the people and irrefutable. Irrefutable.
Yeah, irrefutable.
Yeah. When we say goodbye to you now, we're going to do a couple of inserts that we call God sightings on a Friday, where we tell the world, where did you see the hand of God? And
Uncle Angus,
well, I've just done my one, so don't ask me to do it again.
Uncle Angus, there was a lady, she sent me her God sighting, which was also from Speak Jesus. She was not feeling up to going on that day, but she really felt God wanted her to go. She took her daughter, and you know how hot it was now. She was concerned about that heat. She was sitting there, and when she went to sit down, as she was sitting there, the person right next to people she had never met in her life before, passed her a huge umbrella. And while she was sitting there, she was thinking by herself, how are we going to make this? How are we going to sit in this sun the whole of today? God wants me here, but she was concerned about her daughter, has a very white, light skin as well. And the guys right next to her pass on a huge umbrella saying, God told them when they came there to bring an umbrella for the person next to them. And she sits, and when she wanted to leave, she wanted to give back the umbrella. They said, no, they don't want the umbrella back. God told them to buy an umbrella for the lady sitting, for the person sitting right next. And they gave her that umbrella to take home to always remember. God remembered her umbrella when she didn't have one.
Mm.
Isn't that incredible? Those are the miracles that no one can dispute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Reinhard, you've been with me. We've seen some incredible miracles at Mighty Men in that stadiums. But it's these little ones where you say, Lord, that can't be like that. Like that time I told that lady, remember? In the church service at Hillcrest?
Yeah.
In Durban, a massive church. There must have been 3,000 people there. A lady from another church. She came that morning. She said to the Lord, Lord, I'm so disheartened. And if you don't speak to me directly today, my name, I'm throwing the towel in, I'm packing up. At the end of the service, it was a really God-filled service. I was standing on the platform and I saw a middle-aged lady starting to slip out of the church. I've got eyes like a hawk, eh? And I mean, I look at people when I'm preaching, I don't look at the ceiling.
Yeah.
And I said, I shouted over the whole crowd. I said, lady, where are you going? And she was obviously very embarrassed. I said, please come to the front. Poor woman, eh? So I got her up onto the platform. I asked her, what is your name? She told me her name. And she was singled out of 3,000 people. And Jesus met her right there. She wrote me an email three days later. And she told me I was going to give up. But Jesus spoke to me. I asked him to. Out of 3,000 people. Is that not a miracle, man?
Of course, it's a miracle, sire, and all the glory to our Lord, King, and Savior. Uncle Angus,
yes. We've
got a well-known listener on this radio station by the name of Paul Pierce. He forwarded me a message saying, my father-in-law came to the saving knowledge and grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It happened there, and it's irrefutable because of the guy that got out of the wheelchair and pushed it off the stage. You know what, Uncle Angus, it's at family gatherings like this, when God's family get together, where we are so blown away by God's goodness and faithfulness. Somebody sitting at his radio this morning, it won't hit the front pages of the newspapers, it won't be any place else but happening in the privacy of your own home. Would you pray for those who's crying out this morning and say, Lord, but I need a miracle. I need you to touch me. Holy Spirit, I need you to tabernacle with me, to be here, to restore me, to raise me up, to bring revival in my heart. Would you close for us in a prayer like that, sir, please? And so it seems that we have lost Uncle Angus there. We'll see if we can get hold of him. Father, we come to you by the blood of your Son, Jesus the Christ, the one who was willing to die for us on the cross. And each and every one that's crying out to you this morning, Lord, we bring them before you and we ask, Lord, you know the miracle that is needed in the privacy of that home, in the privacy of that car, in the privacy of that office. Will you touch that person? Will you heal? Will you raise up? Will you restore? Will you do a miracle, Lord? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.